Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Let's talk about WhatsApp, because that's another way to insult people, isn't it? There have been some changes. If you're a group or lead admin, you need to listen carefully, because things have changed for you, and if you don't get this right, you could be in serious trouble. Carla De Beer, social media attorney at Digital Law Academy. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing today?
Hi, good morning. I'm well. Thanks yourself.
Excellent. Thank you. I'm thinking of this as really good news, because maybe everybody will get rid of their WhatsApp groups now.
I think the WhatsApp group is here to stay, unfortunately.
Oh,
I think it's people's main form of communication these days, you know, and to know what's going for what. Kids,
yes.
Birthdays, parties, any other birthday parties. Homework groups, I mean, what will we do without them?
We'd live a full and meaningful life. That's what we would do without them. All right, so Carla, let's just talk about this, because these changes to the law are actually quite significant, aren't they?
Yes, it is a game changer, as Emma would say, with the new WhatsApp update that most of the people should have by now. We now, admins of groups now have the power to delete messages for everyone. Before the update, it was always just the person who sent the message on the group that had the power to delete that message, but now admins can remove it. It was also a rule that you need to remove these things. If it's a message saying defamation, incitement, racism, sexism, any of the naughty stuff.
Right.
If you didn't remove those messages within an hour, then you would have gotten into trouble. But now admin has up to 2 days to remove these messages, which means it gives you a longer period of time, and you should have seen it. It's very, very difficult to prove innocent dissemination. That's what we call, you know, when somebody says, oh, I didn't see it. That's innocent dissemination, but it's very, very difficult to prove that. And now, because the admin has the power to remove any message from a group and delete it for everyone and not just themselves, they are liable for all the content on that group.
So in other words,
with
greater power comes greater responsibility.
Exactly. Exactly that. So they have the power to remove the negative, and if they don't remove it, then they are liable for all the content on that group.
So what is,
and it means that
right,
they
what does
step,
that
basically
mean?
Step into the shoes of the publisher, and they fall within the chain of publication.
Wow. So they could land up being in a situation that somebody in their group of however many people that is says something racist, sexist, whatever that would be, and they could be held responsible again.
Exactly that. That's why we say it's a real game changer with that WhatsApp. Change this now so you can delete the messages for everyone. If they don't delete that message, they become legally liable.
And what does that mean? What can happen to them?
Depending on the content. I mean, if it's defamation, it will be a civil suit. It would be they could sue the person. Let's hope not, but I mean, if it's something worse, like child pornography being shared on the group, it's a criminal offense. They can go to jail. They can get locked up.
Right. Does the administrator, or should the administrator from time to time, make people aware of the rules of the group? I've seen that happening, but I don't know if it's just something people do because they think they're meant to do it. How important is that?
I think it's very important. I think it's very wise to just from time to time put up your social media guidelines. So when we normally go give our talks to schools and companies and whatever, and they have WhatsApp groups, we normally say to them, you know, get WhatsApp guidelines. When you open up that group and everybody's invited to the group, post the WhatsApp guidelines so everybody sees it. And then every once in a while, just make it pop up so everybody rereads it and makes sure that they're staying within the rules and regulations of the group. We've got some free WhatsApp guidelines on our website. People are more than welcome to go and use them.
So what is your website?
It's thedigitallawco.com.
And you can actually find some guidelines there. So
yes,
that might be very useful.
Blog.
That might be useful for people as well.
Absolutely. People are more than welcome to go there and use them.
Right. The message here, I think, is that if you are an administrator of a group, just be very, very certain that whatever's going on the group is something that you would be comfortable messaging. Because in actual fact, if somebody does message something like that, it's as though you have done it. You could be held liable in the same way.
Yes. That's it. So admins really need to be very careful and vigilant on their groups, making sure that people publish the right stuff and that there's no negative defamation, bullying, sexism, incitement, violence, pornography, all of those things. They really need to make sure that the group stays clear of those that type of content.
I've seen a lot of groups that only allow certain people to post. In other words, community groups where only admin can post. Is that something that's recommended?
Yeah, that's the smart way of doing it. The problem comes in if you have an interactive group and you need to organize something, maybe a big event at work. You need the people's input. So it depends on the group. I would say if nobody else has to say anything and it's purely a group created for information to go through, to go to parents or whatever about kids' homework, by all means, just make it the admin the one that's allowed to post. I mean, you're just protecting yourself at the end of the day.
Absolutely right. It's very important information, and I think it is something worth taking seriously. Carla De Beer, social media attorney at the Digital Law Academy, talking to us this morning. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 High FM.